And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, school board president Lum Edwards has gone to the county seat to interview some prospective teachers today to fill the vacancy left by Professor Sloan, Pine Ridge's erstwhile schoolmaster. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner holding down the Jot 'em Down store and library. His father, Finus Peabody, is just entering. Listen.
Papa, come on in.
Howdy, son.
Nothing ain't went wrong at home, has it?
Oh, no. No, fact is, I ain't been home much this morning. I left pretty early and...
Well, that's good. Generally, when you come down here, why, something went wrong twixt you and Elizabeth
I just been out doing a little Christmas shopping and one thing and another. And...
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's good to get that did early that way.
Yes, sir, it sure is. It sure... Where's Lum at?
Why, he went into the county seat to some kind of a teacher's basement bureau, I believe he called it. Something like that.
What's he doing there?
Well, see, he's president of the school board, you know, and Professor Sloan is leaving, so we have to get a new school teacher for the scholars.
And
Mom went to this basement bureau to interview a batch of teachers and try to pick out a new one for her.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, that's...
Was there anything special you wanted to see Lum about, Papa?
No, I don't reckon.
Yeah, well, just sit down there and make yourself comfortable. I got a batch of work to do around the store here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead, son. I'll just...
They cut down the old pine tree and they hold...
See, son... I was just... you ought to carry a nice line of bird baths in the store.
Bird bass?
Yeah, they make awful nice decorations for a feller's backyard.
Yeah, well, maybe so, Papa, but I don't believe...
Yeah, nice line for you to carry, too. Nobody else in town handles them, neither.
Yeah, well, that's because nobody in town buys them. I bound you we couldn't sell one of them things in 2 years. Just get stuck if we ever loaded up on something silly like that, Papa.
Well, it was just a suggestion.
They cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill.
Say, son.
What is it, Papa?
Well, I was just thinking, if a fella was going to put in a line of bird baths, now would be the time to do it.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to, though, Papa.
The price would be way down on them now. Summer's over, so nobody ain't got no use for them, so I believe you could get a batch of them. Awful cheap now.
Yeah, well, I reckon maybe you could, Papa, but that still ain't no reason why we ought to throw money away buying up bird baths.
It'd be a good time to stock them up now.
Ain't no such a thing as a good time to stock up on bird baths.
Buy them cheap now, son, and make big profits on them next spring. You see, son, you got to take a long view on
it. Well, I'm taking a long view. I can see me and Lum going bankrupted with a store full of bird baths.
Son, I better have a little business talk with you.
Yeah, well, some other time, Papa. I'm busy now marking prices on these canned goods here. And they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin so fine for that sweetheart.
Say,
of
son.
Mine. So they
say,
cut down what is it, Papa? What is it?
Well, I was just thinking. I believe if you was to have a big sale on them, I believe you could sell them bird baths like hotcakes.
Yeah, well, Papa, we ain't got to have a sale on. And what's more, we ain't going to have none now, so I wish you'd just not talk about it. I'm awful busy here.
But if you was to have a sale on them...
Papa, it'd take more than a sale to sell something idiotic like that. We'd have to give away a pound of butter and a pair of shoes with every bird bath to ever get rid of them.
Well, there, that's a good idea, too.
Well, we can't do that. You got to have ration coupons for them things.
For bird baths?
No, for shoes and butter.
Oh, yeah. Well, cut out the shoes and butter and just have a sale on the bird baths, then.
Listen, Papa, don't you understand? We don't care bird baths here, and we ain't aiming on it. So just drop the whole thing now.
Well, it was a good suggest, anyway.
Yeah, well, much obliged for it. It's nice of you to be thinking of us. Maybe you ought to run on over to the place, Papa. Elizabeth might have cooked up something special for you to eat.
Well, I ain't much hungry. I just had a chocolate soda down at Ed Buckley's drugstore.
Maybe Elizabeth wants you for some other reason.
I don't believe so. I believe I'll just sit here and rest for a spell.
All right. There's a paper there. You can read that if you want to. To make a coffin so fine for that sweetheart of mine. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree. Oh, yes, they cut down the old pine tree. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Abner.
Papa, we don't want to put in no line of bird bass. I've told you that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, all right. I just wanted to tell you that Squire Skimp's coming up out there.
He's... Huh? Squire? Oh, yeah. Well, that's different. Why didn't you say so?
Well, I did say so, didn't I? There he is now.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen, beautiful fall day, beautiful day.
Howdy, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Yeah. What can I do for you today?
Oh, just a can of tobacco, Abner.
All right, just a minute, Squire, I'll get it.
Yes, and you better just put it on the books, Abner. I believe I must have left my change in my other trousers.
Squire, don't you ever wear them others, them that's got the money in them?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, Abner. Well, Mr. Peabody, how are you behaving yourself these days?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Well, that's fine, that's fine.
Say, Squire, have you got a bird bath in your backyard?
Bird bath?
Yeah.
Why, no, I don't believe so. That is, not unless my good wife, Cora, has had one in store without telling me about it, Mr. Peabody.
See there, Abner? Squire ain't got one. There's a customer right there.
Now, what's this all about anyway, Mr. Peabody?
Just don't pay no attention to Squire, Papa there, Squire. Here's your tobacco. Anything else now?
No, I believe that's all, Abner. Did Lum get away on his trip into the county seat this morning, all right?
Yeah, leastways, as far as I know, he did. He's more than likely down in that there basement bureau right now interviewing them teachers.
Down in whatever?
That basement bureau. That's where he said he's going.
I'm afraid you've got that a little wrong, Abner. It's the placement bureau, the teacher's placement bureau.
No, I know it was something like that. I never know exactly what it was. I heard him say it, but I just forgot. I thought maybe they held it down in the basement of the church or something like that.
Say, Squire, do you know anybody else that's in the market for a bird bath?
Papa, would you please just forget just embarrassing me?
All right. I'm just in the way. I can see.
Wait a minute now. Just sit back down, Papa. I'll never mean it that way.
Well,
me and Squire are talking here. What was you saying now, Squire?
Nothing in particular, Abner. I do hope, though, that Lum picks out a good teacher for us this year. We'll win the approval of the whole board.
Yeah, well, I know he will, Squire. You ought to saw how he sat around here for old days and days just studying them application that the teacher sent in.
Well, that's fine. Lum's conscientious about those things. I'll say that for him.
Oh, my, yes, he sure is. Why, he sat right there in that rocker there for 2 hours hand running and studied the photographs of them two teachers. He'd look at one for a while, and then he'd look at the other.
What two teachers is that, Abner?
Well, them two that weren't so bad looking. Hey, they were as pretty as you ever seen, Squire.
Well, I will say, I guess, a pretty face brightens up the schoolroom and makes education more pleasant. However, I hope his final decision on that basis alone.
Well, now, he claims that he's aiming to get a teacher with brains this year. He said nothing else mattered. That was what he's interested in, just brains so she could learn her scholars a lot.
Yes, well, that's the right idea. Well, we'll see. I hope he gets a good one. I've got to be running along now, but tell Lum to call me when he gets back, Abner.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Squire. So long.
Yeah, so long, Mr. Skimp. And if you hear of anybody else wanting a bird bath...
Yes, I'll let you know, Mr. Peabody. I'll let you know.
Goodbye. There's a nice feller. I'll bet he'll like that bird bath, too.
Squire Skimp's a nice feller. Don't sit around a store here and try to sell our customers things that we ain't got. If he'd said he wanted a bird bath, we never had one for him.
Well, we could get some. Just
let it go, Papa.
Yeah.
Squires are pretty nice fellers, no doubt about that. He's got his good points, I reckon.
Yeah, well, those bird baths... Look, son, I'd like to have a little business talk with you.
Yeah, well, now,
you
listen,
don't seem
Papa.
To want to listen. I'm older than you, son, and I know a few things about stocking up a store. Trouble is with you and Lum is that you're in a rut.
Just a minute, Papa. That was our ring. I got to answer the phone.
That's the whole trouble with you and Lum. Don't...
Hello, John, I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody doing a talking. Oh, yeah, what is it, Dick? What kind of a mistake? Why, no, we never ordered nothing COD. 300 crates? 300 crates of what? Huh? All right, Ogie, just a minute, Dick. Papa?
Now, wait a minute, son. I got you a good price on them bird beds.
You just sit right back down there, Papa. All right, Dogie, I want to have a little business talk with you.